Land ens parem! Land ens parem!
Guys, it is a special edition of PWA Radio this week because, well, I don't have a lot of time. And this is an important one, though, because we got the pay-per-view coming up, London's Burning, my first pay-per-view since I've retaken my power here. So just to make sure we got a good recap of this coming up. So we're not going to do any reviews of last week's Chaos or anything like that. With me, we've got our intern, fucking Mr. Hardcore.
How you doing, Rob?
I almost said Mr. Hollywood. That's a different guy. Different
coast. Don't insult me like that.
Yeah. And we got our good buddy Nightmare is here on the show.
Excuse me, everybody.
Woo-hoo. So, let's just jump right to it. First off, we got a TV title match. We've got Scotty Snow taking on Showtime, who is the current television champion. And in addition to that, we a couple days ago, I signed a new addition to the PWA roster. A guy goes by the name Nuke Fusion. So I figure, what the hell, we'll just put him in there. Well, mostly because we didn't have another opponent for him at the time. Although since then, we did get another sign up on the roster, but not in time to actually get him on the event, which is a shame. But you'll be seeing some of him on Chaos in about a week and a half now, which is very exciting.
And who is this new recruit that won't be on the pay-per-view?
You know what? You would ask me questions that I am not prepared to answer. Like I said, we got Nuke Fusion, Nuke the Prodigy Fusion. He's a...
Would you be talking about Lions, Rage, Jack James, Rob?
That is indeed who I am talking about. I'm very excited. Very excited to see these guys. I mean, we've already got, Hunter Sullivan and Jacob Figgins on the roster, and they've been very impressive thus far. So, you know, it's just things are looking up here in the PWA, as far as I'm concerned. So, anybody, any comments on the TV title? I'm excited, personally, to see Scotty Snow.
Go ahead.
I find it interesting that you were even having a pep talk with Scotty about how you handed him this match with Showtime being below the WEDA. And then you go and throw Fusion in, and for all you know, Fusion could rip Snow apart like a piece of paper.
Well,
I find it interesting that it was just a matter of a couple weeks ago that Scotty Snow's future looked rather bleak. No one expected anything out of him, and now here he is having beaten Moke, and now he has a TV title match.
Yeah,
but you know what? When something is going for so long. I mean, there's that theory about everything has an equal and opposite reaction. When you don't win for like close to 10 years, I mean, odds just say you got to win one eventually.
Even a stop clock's right twice a day.
Way to step on Rob's toes. Nice nightmare.
So, and I agree. Scotty Snow, pay-per-view title match. It's amazing.
Hell, only one of two matches where only the first of two title matches where one of your boys could walk away with something.
That is true. That is true. So, anyway, speaking of, not one of my boys, but speaking of another title match, it's just a whole ton of title matches this time. I think it's going to be a exciting time. Anyway, in case you were wondering where I've been, why I've been so silent, I've been chatting with our co-host, Radio Rich, who is unavailable tonight, but I've been getting some text messages. He's quite sorry. That's all right, you know, stuff comes up, and it's okay. To be honest, he's not getting paid yet. All his checks are getting routed to Night Striker for some reason. We're trying to get accounting to fix that, but fuck it.
A shop freak.
So we got a Grizzly Bear title match. Speaking of one of our new guys, we got the Celtic Fury. I talked to him. It turns out he wasn't a basketball player, so he is the Celtic Fury, Jacob Figgins, taking on our good friend Duff Coat Diver. And I call him our good friend, but he's never actually accepted our invitation to come on the show. I don't know why that is. But, Duff decided this is going to be a blind man's bluff match, which basically it's, I guess I want to call it like a hardcore blindfold match. If that makes sense.
The essence of it, yes.
Yeah, the ropes will be replaced with barbed wire. There'll be weapons in the ring, and both guys will be blindfolded. So, there we go. It's, you know what? Those kinds of matches are tough because obviously you can't see your opponent. So it's going to be interesting to see how they make this enjoyable for the fans, not just half an hour of stumbling around until one of them trips over a chair and, you know, knocks himself out.
If you're replacing the ropes with barbed wire, I mean, this might just be entertaining enough. Even if they don't get at each other, it might be funny just watching them run around like chickens with the heads cut off.
That is true. Now, Jacob Figgins, the big exciting thing coming into this match is Jacob Figgins. He's not actually won a match yet. This will be his third match here in the PWA. His first match, he, of course, fought Showtime to a time limit draw. He actually had the TV champ in a submission hold. Had him dead to rights, too, but the time limit just ran out before he could get Showtime to either tap
or pass out. Going against someone like Showtime, that is very respectable from a new guy. Nothing to look away
he's
from.
He's a definite veteran of the Ring Wars.
Oh, yeah, you know, former world champion, tag team champ. You know, you named the title, Showtime's probably had it. So, yeah, they're very, very impressive. And then this week, last week, I guess, he was fighting Scott Nash Strader. And he actually, once again, he had the match well in hand, and Duff decided to intervene a little bit, and Duff cost him his big victory. So this is going
to
be...
Now he'll have his chance to exact amount of revenge.
Absolutely.
If he can actually, you know, get his hands on Duff.
Well, I've fought blindfold matches before, and there are ways to make it work to your advantage. But I'm not going to tell either man how to do that.
Very cagey. We've got a grudge match, a no-DQ grudge match between the former boss man, current peon, Chameleon, taking on referee Daniel Davis. Danny Davis is the crooked referee, which I find so delicious.
Takes a big man to fight a ref.
It sounds like
an early retirement plan for Daniel Davis.
That's what it sounds like to me. Now, here's the thing: how long has this been going? It's been months, I think. This referee has been counting fast on Chameleon, and it was instrumental in him losing his title and just bad luck all over the place for Chameleon because of this particular referee. And I don't really know why. Don't have any idea why, but that's the match has been made, and you know, and the good thing is we're not wasting any of our good talent on Chameleon. So
wouldn't it be a kick if Danny Davis was the talent's a lie? Suddenly it becomes all crystal clear why he's got such a grudge for the Samus.
That could be. We don't know. We got a tag team title match with Jethro Hayes and Jamie Flynn taking on Nightmare and El Rey. You know what, Nightmare? Tell us about this one. I think it's great. Well, me too. But nothing?
Really?
Maybe we lost Nightmare?
I don't know. Did we lose him?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
My mic cut out there for a second.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I expect Jethro Hayes to come out and prove once again why he has a lot of potential and needs to be realized. And once it is, he's going to be a champion again, as he has already proven when, after all, he has already been a champion here in the PWA, as has Jamie Flynn, which therefore means this match will be definitely competitive.
You know, and I just want to mention this because I know how much it pisses her off. But Jethro Hayes did win the Grizzly Beer title from Riona Langley.
Was that the match that she was unable to arrive to at the arena in time?
If you want to be technical.
I think the better way to put it, Rob, is when you look at the title history, Hayes comes right after Riona.
That's what I'm saying.
Took the title from her because she had it going into that match, but she didn't have it afterwards.
There, that's what I'm getting at.
But you have to put to her credit that she also took the Intercontinental title away from Jamie Flynn.
Yes, that is true. But that's not anything that's degrading.
Congratulations, Riona,
so we don't want to talk about that. We don't really like to talk up Riona here. But now we've got to, because it's time to talk about the Intercontinental title match. Riona Langley taking on another newcomer to the PWA, Hunter the Viper Sullivan. Now, people are saying, they've been asking me all week, they're like, Rob, why'd you give a new guy an IC title shot? Why is he not climbing up the ranks? And I will tell you, because Hunter Sullivan, in his 2 weeks here, he beat Jacob Collins, all right, no big deal. But you know, last week he and Victor Stone were victorious over Riona Langley and the world champion Matthew Engel. So you tell me this guy's not the real deal.
And this is also a team that's been competing together before Riona and Matthew Engel. Before that match, they were undefeated as a team.
Yeah, so you know this guy's got a world of potential. And I'm very, very excited about this match. As much as we like to rag on Riona, she has been a dominant champion. I would have to go back and look in the records, but I would be amazed if there were more than a couple weeks in a row where she didn't have some sort of championship. So, and typically, once she gets a hold of a championship, she tends to hold on to it for a while. And I don't know if that's because people don't like to touch her. I don't know, but
the thing is, Sullivan, he doesn't know that regulations to wear a hazmat suit, so he might be a little more brave than most people. You know, it might pay off.
No, I've got a doctor there with a prescription of penicillin with his name on it already.
Well, being a viper, he might be immune anyway.
Could be.
But in all sincerity, Sullivan, for his second week, I don't know where you found these new guys, Rob, but to beat Riona and Engel, even with Stone as his partner, I mean, that's still impressive. So this boy, I think that earned him legitimately his IC title shot.
Oh, yes, I would agree, even though he only got that match because of his... Anyway, but that's neither here nor there. So,
It's also interesting that the two of them have a history before the PWA together. Apparently they've been as other feds competing against one another.
That is a rumor that I've heard. I wasn't going to mention it because I like to bring up, you know, play it like he's a rookie. But okay, if you want to ruin things for me and my, you know, people pay to see
stuff
like that.
Well, speaking in PWA, he is a rookie here.
Well, that's true. And you know, I've always said if it didn't happen in PWA,
yes, it didn't freaking happen.
That's what I'm saying. So, and that brings us to our main event. The big match, the world title match. It's as is tradition at London's Burning. It is a London's Burning Cage match. This will be the second London's Burning Cage match since the return of the PWA for people. Yes?
And you were in the previous one, weren't you?
I was in the previous one. This is a match that I invented. It's one of my, if you listen to episode one of PWA Radio, you would know that this is one of my all-time favorite gimmick matches. It is a steel cage.
The irony that you didn't win the last one, but...
Well, as we discussed, I believe it was last episode and several, anytime it ever comes up, that was...
Rob chose to go on to the main event scene.
Rather than
hold a low-level title.
There we go. See? Nightmare remembers. There's no shame in throwing a match. So this is, of course, a cage match with the big hollow pipes. The point is not to escape the cage, because you cannot escape the cage, because the cage is on fire. And to tell you the truth, man, being in one of those is, it's hot. It's really hot. The oxygen gets burned up. It's difficult to breathe in there. You know, what air you are breathing is very hot. You're sweating up a storm. This is an endurance test. Even if you're just in there just to throw the damn match, this is not a lot of fun. Especially whenever this is the first time ever, not just in this incarnation of the PWA, but period, for a triple threat London's Burning Cage match between the champion Matthew Engel, Victor Stone, and Scott Nash Strader actually called in his title shot, which he'd earned for Manitoba Mayhem. He got injured, was unable to compete, so he was able to finagle with the board of directors to get his shot back here in London, England.
It sort of came back to bite Engel in the butt, because say things had gone the way they were, and he'd still ended up with a title shot. Strader would already be out of the picture, because he would have already gotten his shot, but now that Engel had screwed him out of that, it's coming back to bite him in the butt. Strader could actually take Engel's title from him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I almost see this as a handicap match, because I know that Scott's going to want to put some pain on Engel, and Victor, he's no friend of Engel's either.
Oh, no,
he's a friend of Strader's either, though. Stone just wants to get in there and hurt people.
But you see, Stone was talking to me about joining my stable, and we know the history between Matthew Engel and myself.
Well, yeah, this is definitely, and I'm going to tell you how it is. Matthew Engel, who I believe is a very deserving champion, I've said that time and again on this show, he's gone up against two guys. That's going to make his chances of retaining the title very difficult, because he doesn't have to get pinned or submit to lose his title. You know, either one of the other guys could get pinned or submit, and he will lose his title. So that's tough for him. For Strader, he's got Engel and Stone. He's got the same kind of handicap against him. For Stone, though, see, here's the thing is, you know, Strader and Engel have their issues. But Stone is, I am the president, but I've also got managerial duties. I take care of my guys, you know, Scotty Snow and Victor Stone. So, I'm not going to say the deck is stacked in his favor, but the deck is stacked in Stone's favor.
May I just point one thing out to actually contribute?
Yeah, please.
This incarnation of the PWA came back around. You know, we've had, like, say, two or three multiple man main events, pay-per-views where the world title was on the line, and both the times I can think of, the champion managed to walk away with the title despite the odds, because Razor walked out of RPM and the Elimination Chamber still champion, and then what pay-per-view was it?
That was Sizzler, I believe. That was all triple threats.
Yeah, it was McNasty, Engel, and Wilkie. Okay. And McNasty, even though it was via DQ, he walked away champion. So, you know, and looking at it that way, Engel has a good shot, but who knows?
Yeah, you know, but that you keep flipping the coin enough times, you're going to get tails. That's what I'm thinking.
That's how Scotty Snow won a match, so.
That's it. That's right. Like it was mentioned earlier. You know, even a broken clock is right twice a day. So,
here's a scenario I can see playing out, and that's Strader's going to go for the damage on Engel, while Victor's focus will be on the title.
Yeah, you know, that's very likely. I really want to say, and this is not just because, you know, I get, you know, 20% of all of his earnings, but I think that Stone's got a really excellent chance at coming out on top.
Well, Engel killed two of Strader's family.
I mean, well, there is that.
Which would he go for more, blood or the title? I honestly see him going for the blood.
You would think so, but you know nobody's ever accused him of being a smart man. So,
no, so, but he is a vindictive man.
That is true. So that's it. We've covered everything. That's it. Took about twice as long as I was expecting us to, but it's over, gentlemen. That's it. That's the whole show.
Hooray.
It's been a good one, folks, and we'll see you at the pay-per-view then.
All right. That's it. Yes. So, yeah, that's it. All right, guys. We will, yeah.
And
God
folks,
damn it. I wish I had something else exciting to say.
I'll be manning the PWA radio booth out front. Come get a free t-shirt.
Who authorized t-shirts?
I don't know. I just got some like message in my mail today that I was supposed to man a booth or they were going to like hurt me or something. So,
man, I don't even have a t-shirt. God damn it. All right, folks. That is it. We've had fun. Talk to you, you know, later.
Your boys and girls, London calling. Now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania is bitten the dust. London calling. See, we ain't got no swing except for the rain and the crunch of things. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is within. Engines stop on him, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. I live by the river, to the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't wanna shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice is just coming, the sun's zooming in. Engines stuck on it, the wheat is going thick. A nuclear error, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. It was true.